Well, hey folks, welcome to Solar Cabin Channel. You know, I've been living off-grid for over 20 years now, and I live in a cabin that I built myself, and I've done lots and lots of videos on solar power and off-grid systems. But one of the things that I've noticed is that a lot of people want to have solar power, but they don't want to pay that big money to have one put on a house. They already own a house. Maybe they already live in the city or a town. They're not planning on moving out into the boonies somewhere. They don't want to live in a cabin, maybe. They like their nice home. And they don't realize, I think, that you can live off-grid anywhere, even in the city. So that's what I'm going to talk about in this video. I'm going to show you a simple system that anybody can set up, and you could do it probably in a day or maybe even in a few hours to take some of your appliances in your house off-grid. Now, the reason for doing that is real simple. Our power grid system sometimes has blackouts, whether it be a result of weather or natural disaster or just a local emergency or some reason that your house could possibly shut your power off, and you could be without power at your house. Having an off-grid system that isn't connected to the grid means that you have power regardless, and you don't need a gas generator for it. You don't need gas, you don't need oil, you don't have the problems of owning a gas generator that's loud. Some cities and towns won't even allow you to have a gas generator anymore, but you can do solar. And in most places, even in some apartment buildings, and even in some homeowner associations, will allow you to do an off-grid system. Because an off-grid system isn't connected to the grid. It isn't connected to the grid power in your house. It's a completely separate system, so it doesn't require any permits. It doesn't require any real special knowledge to put one together. Anybody can put an off-grid system together. And it's affordable. And you can always expand it and make it bigger if you want, or just keep a small system. So let me show you the system that I recommend and give you some ideas for how to set up an off-grid system for any home, whether you're in the city, living out in a cabin, using it for an RV, using it in your apartment. This system will work for anybody anywhere. All right, so let's go look at this system. Okay, so when we talk about being off-grid, generally what people mean by that is they are no longer connected to the power grid, okay? There are some other grid services like water service, gas service, things like that. But today we're just going to be talking about the power service and how you can set up a small off-grid system that you can use anywhere. So this is my old system. This system I've been using for over 10 years now. It is a 400-watt system. These are 100-watt panels. I've got four 100-watt Renogy panels. I've used these panels now, like I said, for over 10 years, going on 11 years now. And this system is all I had here at my cabin for all of my power needs for during that period of time, for over 10 years. This runs my water pump, it ran my microwave, it ran two refrigerators, the small 12-volt refrigerators, recharged all my power tools, ran my laptop computer, my lights, everything like that, small appliances, just off a 400-watt system. And this is a size system that I'm going to recommend for people that you set up as an off-grid system at your homes. If you want to expand it later on, you can. And as you can see, I've done that just this last year. I added another 400-watt system. Again, I got four 100-watt Renogy panels. So I've got 800 watts total. I'll explain why I added onto it, but I'll tell you now that I added some additional things that need to be charged up. I've got two e-bikes now that I charge up so I don't have to drive my gas car. That's another way of being off-grid. If I don't have to use my gas car, even though I have one, if I don't have to use it, especially when the weather's good, I'll ride my e-bike or my e-scooter, and I'll go ride for completely free, charging those up for free off of my solar power, okay? I've also using more of my electrical appliances instead of using propane appliances. A lot of you people may have either natural gas or propane at your places. If you can replace that fuel by using solar power, you can greatly reduce the amount of money that you're going to spend on gas, okay? And so I use my microwave more. I've got an air fryer. I've got an induction cooktop, which I'll show you when I go inside. I run my toaster, and I also recharge all my power tools, my other gadgets, run my Wi-Fi, my laptop, all off of solar, so I don't have to use any gas for those appliances or any electricity for those appliances. Really neat. So, again, a 400-watt system. This consists of four 100-watt panels, And this is a really simple mount, which I'll show you when we get to the back of it here. But you can see I've just got my panel set on some cement blocks. I've got them angled at about 45 degrees, so I'm getting the maximum amount of sunshine, especially in winter. This is when I want to get the most sunshine out of it, because I get plenty of sunshine in summer. This is just hooked up to my horse hitching post, which is basically two posts that go into the ground, a post that goes atop them, and then it's propped up against these, and I've got it connected with some wire to hold them in place. That's all my system is. But if you don't want to do these permanent mount systems like this, I'm going to show you another system that I use that is also 400 watts, which you can use and set out anywhere. You can use it in an RV. You could use it in an apartment building. You could use it on your balcony even if you want to. This is called a ground mount system. Does not need to go on your roof. You don't have to need drill any holes. You don't need any permits. You don't need anything to set up a system like this. As long as you've got just a small piece of land, some property, somewhere where you can get good direct sun on your property, you can do this type of system here. This is called a ground mount system. I prefer these systems because this makes it so much easier. In wintertime, I can just brush the snow off of these. In summer, I just run my hose over them and clean them off, get the dust off of them. I've never really had to do any maintenance on these, but if I need to, all the wires are right behind it here so I can get to them on the ground. I don't have to get up on my roof. Don't have to do any of that sort of stuff. So a ground mount system is what I recommend. Now this again is a 400 watt system over here. So I've got two 400 watt systems. I've got 800 watts altogether. But these are hooked up differently. This system is hooked up as 12 volt, uses heavier gauge wire, 8 gauge wire, and runs into AGM batteries. AGM batteries, all glass matter, what they call a sealed battery. And I've been using those same batteries, the VMAX tank batteries. I've been using those now for 10 years, going on 11 years. With no complaints at all. However, I put this system together before they had LiFePO4 batteries, and I'll tell you what the difference is here in a minute. But this system here is connected in series. This system is basically all one panel now because I've got the positive and negatives connected on each of the panels. They're wired in series, so this is 48 volts where this is 12 volts. This is a 48-volt system running into a power station. This one doesn't use separate batteries and a separate controller. This one requires a separate controller, a 40-amp MPPT controller is what I recommend, and then you can use whatever batteries you want, whether they be AGM, LiFePO4, or one of the other types of batteries. I recommend LiFePO4 batteries, which I'll talk about here in a minute. This system here, it charges up my All Powers power station and my Geniverse power station inside. And right now, I just checked it, it's producing 370 watts out of a 400-watt system at 48 volts. Because I went with 48-volt system in series, I can use much smaller wire and I can run it a longer distance. This one required 8-gauge wire. This system only required 12-gauge wire. Now, that seems kind of weird. You'd think 48 volts, don't you need more heavier wire? Actually, it's the reverse. And if you're running a 48-volt system, you can use much smaller wire and you can run it a longer distance. I'm running this approximately 30 feet through 12-gauge wire and running 370 watts from it, okay? So that's the difference between these two systems. But now let me show you another solar panel system that you get if you don't want to do a permanent mount. If you want panels that you can just set up when you need them, or you want to be able to move them if necessary, if you want to be able to take them with you if you leave your home or your apartment. So let's talk about that system. Okay, so here's another option for you. These are flexible solar panels. You can see they're very thin. They actually fold up into one unit. You unfold them out, you can place them wherever you get good sun, and I get really good sun in the morning over here. This is also 400 watts. It's five panels, but it's 400 watts altogether. And these panels are made by All Powers. You can get them, there's a lot of different brands out there of these fold-out and portable solar panels. I would recommend a 400 watt, or you might want to get two of the 200 watt flexible solar panels, and that way you can move them around wherever you need to. They're a little bit easier to handle than a big 400 watt panel like this, but the bigger the panels generally are a little bit less in price. So these are monocrystalline panels. That means they get the maximum amount of sunlight that you want, and these can be hooked up directly to a power station, or you can use these and run them directly into your battery. Now what's nice about these flexible panels, they work really well if you are living late, maybe in an apartment. If you only want to put your solar panels out when you really need them, if you're not going to be running them all the time, these are designed so they can be left out all year long, okay? But if you don't want to leave them out and you want to be able to put them in, maybe you're worried you're going to take vacation, you don't want to leave your panels out where maybe they could get stolen, fold this up and put it in your garage and you're safe, okay? This can also work really well because they're fairly light and flexible. You could attach this to a balcony on an apartment. Make sure you get permission to do that. But a lot of places will allow you to do that if you do it so it's safe. Or you can just lean it up against your house, okay? You can lean it up against your house on a south side, on a sunny side of your house. Get plenty of sunshine on this. And this system right here will produce just as much as those solid solar panels with the aluminum frame, but at about a tenth the weight, okay? Don't weigh near as much. And they can be folded and taken portable. If you want to use this at your house, and then you also do a lot of camping, say in an RV or something like that, you can fold this up and take it along with you to run your RV using a power station. So that's the next thing I'm going to show you, is the different ways that you can either use batteries or a power station to run all kinds of appliances in your house for a power emergency, or you can use them all the time to reduce your power bills. If you're using free sunshine to run a lot of the appliances during the daytime, then you're going to greatly reduce the amount of power that you need at your house, and that's going to show on your power bill. You're going to reduce your power bill a tremendous amount, okay? And this will run all kinds of appliances. So let's go inside, and I'll show you the sort of stuff that I run off of this every day. Okay, before we go inside, I just wanted to show you some of the things that I charge up from my off-grid system every day, especially in summertime. This is my e-bike. This is an Ariel X 52 volt. This does 35-mile range, 35 miles per hour. I charge this up, and it has a battery that goes here. Charge it up off my off-grid system, put it in. I can charge this up in about 4 or 5 hours from full to full, and then I can ride on this for 2 days back and forth to town. So that's my transportation in summer. Instead of driving my car that uses gas and oil and putting wear and tear on my car, I drive this whenever the weather is really good. So that's one of the benefits of having an off-grid solar system. You can have free transportation to charge up an e-bike. Now, I also like to ride scooters. I'm an old skateboarder. And so I got this. This is an off-road scooter. And this is also 52 volt and goes really fast. You may have kids that have scooters or e-bikes. They can charge them up from your off-grid system instead of using your power from your grid. And you have cheap transportation to get anywhere you want. Scooters are a lot of fun, but make sure you follow the rules and know what you're doing, because they can also be dangerous. But I love scooters. Recharges this one in about 3 hours and I'm ready to ride. Okay, here's another thing that I use all my off-grid solar power to charge up all the time. This is my electric mower. This is made by Sunjoe. It is powered by a battery, which I recharge just from my off-grid solar system. Charges up in about 4 hours, and I can do all the edging on my yard here. And I've got a big yard, and I really love these things because they're really quiet. Unlike a gas lawnmower that makes a lot of noise and is really heavy, this is lightweight, and it also is really quiet, so it doesn't wake up all the neighbors and nobody knows you're doing it. And a lot of places now, especially in California, they won't let you use gas lawnmowers anymore. So you may want to look at a Sunjoe lawnmower and an off-grid system. You can recharge it up for free and use it. Okay, under here, this is my electric snowblower, which I use, and we really needed it last year because we got a lot of snow. And so I got an electric snowblower, and I can go out and snowblow my driveway off, which is a pretty long driveway, in a couple of hours. Completely runs from my off-grid solar power. So I can run this off. I have a 2,500 watt inverter, plug this in, take it out, and for free solar. And you get plenty of solar power in winter, folks. And so I can run this for completely free off of my off-grid system. It is electric, and so I don't have to go out there and try to pull start a snowblower in the middle of winter when a lot of times they just won't start when it's so cold. So electric is a lot better than that factor. Okay, I showed you the different type of solar panels and how a 400-watt system is set up using either a permanent mount, the solid panels that come with the aluminum frame, or you can get the flexible solar panels. But what you're going to need then is to decide if you want to use batteries or a power station. You have that option. Now, batteries have come a long ways from when I started using off-grid solar power. My first batteries was an old truck battery. But then I went to the AGM Seal batteries. I really like the VMAX tank. Those batteries have lasted me over 10 years now. Worked very well. However, they are really heavy. They have not come down in price very much. And they don't have as much storage power as these new batteries, the LiFePO4 batteries. This is a lithium iron phosphate battery that has about twice as much capacity at a lot less weight, about half the weight. So you can see this. This is a LiFePO4 battery. This is a 200 amp hour battery. This has as much storage capacity as the power stations that I'm going to show you inside. You can get these batteries now at a very reasonable price on Amazon or directly from the manufacturers. This one here is made by Golden Mate. I just got it, tested it out, really good battery. I would recommend one 200 amp hour battery to go with 400 watts of solar power. If you're going to have an 800 watt system, then double it. Put two of these batteries together in parallel or series, depending on how you're setting your system up, and then you can have 400 amp hours of capacity, and that's a lot of capacity. Okay, like I said, on my first 400 watt system, I had three 125 amp hour AGM batteries, and that has only about as much capacity as one of these 200 amp hour LiFePO4 batteries. So that's why you can see why we're all switching to the LiFePO4 batteries. Now, along with the battery, you're also going to need a power controller. For a 400 watt system, what you want to look at is something like this. This is the Renogy Wanderer, and this actually came with that 400 watt system that I'm using out there. I got that as a kit. This is a 40 amp, a MPPT controller, will get you about 15% more out of your solar panels than a standard controller. So you want to get an MPPT power controller. For a 400 watt system, I recommend a 40 amp power controller. This one has all the doodads and features. You can even check it with the app on Bluetooth. And very easy, you just connect the wires into the bottom, follow the instructions on the kit or with the solar panels that you get, and hook it up to your batteries. The only other thing that you're going to need is an inverter. An inverter converts the DC power from the battery to AC power to run AC appliances. I don't have an inverter I can show you here because my inverter is hooked up inside the cabin, but you will need an inverter, you will need wiring, and you will need probably a LiFePO4 battery and a controller, and you can get those now all in a kit. Renogy and some other brands also sell complete kits that have the solar panels, even the batteries, the controller, and an inverter all together that you can get at a very reasonable price. You can get everything in one kit if you want, or you can buy the individual components. I recommend a kit because generally it's a lot better deal, and you can have everything there ready, and you can just set it up in a couple hours, and you're ready to go. All right, so now let's go in and I'll show you the sort of appliances that I run every day here. And I live off-grid full-time. This is not a recreation cabin that I just visit on the weekend. I'm here, have been living here for 20 years, using these appliances every day, and I live off-grid full-time. So let's go inside and I'll show you what I run off of my off-grid system every day. Okay, so this is my power station that I use in my cabin. Instead of using batteries and a separate controller and a separate inverter, these power stations like this have everything all in one. They're called an all-in-one unit. This is the Geniverse Pro 2. It has a 2,000 watt inverter in it with a 200 amp hour LiFePO4 battery. So it has a battery the same size as that one I showed you out there. And it has all kinds of different plugs and features and nice things about it. You can run it off a Bluetooth app. You can see exactly what your charges are. And right now I'm charging this off of one of those 400 watt systems that I showed you outside. And I've been charging it since this morning when it came on, and it's completely recharged up. It's a little bit after noon here, and it already shows it's at 100%. So it's completely recharged up, even while I've been running things like my evaporative cooler. I have my evaporative cooler running right now, and it still shows 100%. The reason is it's getting solar power even while this is completely charged up, and it's basically acting as a pass-through. So it's just passing that solar power directly onto my evaporative cooler, running my evaporative cooler for completely free. Okay, it's not using any of the battery, and I like that because until it reaches nighttime when the sun goes down, I can run all kinds of appliances during the daytime just off of the free solar power that's coming in and still have my battery charged up for nighttime use. And that's how I primarily use this, and how I recommend you use them if you're using a small off-grid system is you want to run most of your appliances when your system's charged up, which usually will take about 3 or 4 hours in the daytime. Then use the excess power that your solar panels are producing to run all kinds of other appliances. Now, these are just some of the appliances that I run off of this power station. This is my little cooking center right here. And you can see I've got a toaster. I've got a two-slice toaster. That takes about 700 watts. I've got an air fryer up here, which I use all the time. I love air fryers. That uses about 700 watts. I've got an electric kettle up there for heating water for my coffee or whatever. That runs about 1,200 watts. I've got below that, it's sitting on an induction hot plate. Induction is a really nice way to cook with electricity, so you don't need to use gas or propane. So now I rarely use my gas stove anymore. When I want to heat something up, I can use the induction cooktop. That's this unit right here. And then I've also got, my little mini dash down here. This is my little mini dash grill I've done videos on that. I use that all the time when I want to cook me up fried egg sandwiches. And so I just stick my bacon and my egg in there and cook that up off of the power station. So this power station has a 2,000 watt inverter. But because I'm running these appliances, like my microwave, that's the other appliance. This is my microwave, which I run all the time. I'm an old guy. I use a microwave, okay? And so I heat up meals and cook quick meals in my microwave. It runs about 1,200 watts. So you can see that none of these appliances are going to go past my 2,000 watt limit as long as I'm not trying to run a whole bunch of them at the same time. And so you can do all kinds of cooking and running appliances. I also recharge my tools. You can see here I've got my power tools that have batteries that need to be recharged. I keep those right next to my power station here, plug them in when I need to recharge them off of my free solar power. And this will run all kinds of power tools up to 2,000 watts. And this will also run. This also runs my Wi-Fi. This is running my Wi-Fi hotspot right now. And it will run my laptop computer. It's running lights. It's running all kinds of things just off of free solar power. And one of these units will run my 12-volt or 24-volt refrigerator freezers. I use the small ones, as I've shown in other videos. I have two of those. I use one for a fridge, one for a freezer. Those will run just fine off of one of these. So you can see that you could run almost everything in your house off a power station and a small solar power system, a 400 watt up to 800 watt solar power system. You can run all of that really easily if you have either a power station or one of those 200 amp hour batteries and a inverter and a controller. Either one works fine with this. For a lot of people, they like the convenience of having a power station because they can take it with them. It's all in one unit. They don't have to worry about running a whole bunch of wires. All you do is just plug the solar panels in the back of it. It's got the controller built in. It will handle all of that, and it can handle more voltage than a lot of other controllers, so that makes it really nice. So that is how my system is set up. Again, Geniverse makes a really good power station, but there are a lot of other brands out there. I'm not promoting any specific brand. I like the Geniverse. It works really well and has given me zero problems since I had it. But, you know, look around. You may find a better price on some different models, or maybe you like some of the features on a different model. Some of the other models you can add additional batteries to if you want more storage capacity. But you can run all of this, all these appliances, off a power station or off of an inverter and a 200 amp hour battery with just a small 400 watt solar power system. And you can do this anywhere, folks. You can do this in the city. You can do this in most homeowner associations. Just make sure you check your rules because you're not connecting into the grid. You can take it with you in your RV, or you can use it in an off-grid cabin or a recreation cabin or something like that. Or you can use it for all of those purposes at the same time by taking it with you if you got a portable system. Okay, folks, so don't be afraid of solar power. Check around on the prices. Look for a kit. You can probably get a 400-watt kit. I know Renogy sells some good 400-watt kits. There are other brands out there if you want to look at those. And, just decide what would work best for you. You could probably set one of these up in a couple of hours. And they come with the instructions, so it's not hard to do. Or you can go watch my videos. I've got 350 videos on my channel of all my different off-grid systems if you want to learn about off-grid. And some of the other off-grid systems that we use besides just power for water, sewer, things like that, you can go learn about that on my channel. All right, folks. Hope you enjoyed this video, and have a great day.